better review the Mishnah again. The Mishnah has a din. What if you have four witnesses testify, Reuven, Harag, and Shimon? And then you're mazim two of the witnesses. So you cannot give them a punishment because you require Achi Ozama Kulam. We had the previous Mishnah, Afilu Hei Meir. If you have 100 witnesses and you're mazim 98, you don't give them a punishment, Kausha Zamam, unless you're mazim Achi Ozama Kulam. You have to be mazim everybody. But if you're mazim, let's say you have four witnesses and you're mazim two, so they don't get a punishment, but the Nidon, they testified that Reuven killed Shimon, so you still have left two witnesses who are not Huzmu, who say that Reuven harag at Shimon. You can't give him the punishment of the death penalty, because there's a din of Nimtzech and Meredim Karva Pasol. Akata, four witnesses testify together, and you come to the realization that two of them are Pasol, two of them are Ganhovim, two of them are related. Here, all four were good, B'shas Maisa, but were Mazim, two of them. So Tosis points out that's also called Nimtzech Menedim Kar Apostle. Thank you. It's also no good. So in this case, where you have four witnesses say the Reuven Harag Shimon, and then you Mazim, two of them, so you don't give the punishment to the Nidon, because the two witnesses who are still good, Teigenish, they're no good, because two of their kata are not acceptable. No, but you don't give the punishment of Kasha Zamam to the two who Huzmo, because you need Achi Ozama Kulam. So the Mishnah says, Bamedvar Mamurim, when does this then apply? Only if all of the four witnesses were standing in the same location. Virayim says they're all together. Or they're hanging out the window on the 10th floor and they're watching a murder that's happening on the ground. And the two witnesses are hanging out this window, two witnesses hanging out the other window, and they see each other. The two witnesses on this side of the street can see the other two witnesses on the other side of the street hanging out of the window. So that's also called Royim Zeze. You don't require that all four should see, everybody should see. Everybody, Miktsosim Royim Elu Eselu. If some of the people in this, one of the two sees one of the two, Zeche good. We drew the parallel to the din of benching Mizuman. That if you have, the Mishnah says in Brachis, even Benegeta benching Mizuman of 10. If you have 10 people ate together and 5 ate in one room, and 5 ate in another room, and miktsasim royim elu eselu, some of these people can see some of the other group, so that's considered a tzirif. So that's probably a din de rabbanan, al pi pashtas, a din of benching mezumah with 10 people that they have to eat together and so on. The Pashta says that it's only a din mid rabbanon, but it's called the tikkun rabbanon. Came the raisa tikkun. It's patterned after a din deraisa. The hainu over here, there is a din deraisa that when it's miktsasim, you have two groups of people. Miktsasim royim elu eselu. Some of this group can see some of the other group. They constitute one big group. What if they're not royim elu eselu? They're watching the same murder occur, watching the same chil shabbos, whatever. And these two people are luchud, and these two luchud, they don't even know that the others exist. They don't see each other. So then the Mishnah says that it's a separate kat, it's a separate group of Edom. And therefore, if you'll be mazim both of these Edom, they'll get the punishment of Kasha Zamam, because it was Achi Ozama Kulam. The entire kat, the entire group of Edom was Huzma. And the fact that these two apostles will not affect the other two, because it's not Nimtzech Echad Min Akat, Karab Apostle. You only say Nimtzech Meidim Karav Apostle if it's one big cut. If it's a separate cut, then it doesn't apply. So that's what the Mishnah says. Bizman Shemiktos Meraim Elu Eselu Hare Elu Eda Sachas is one big root. Bim Lav, if they're not Meraim Elu Eselu Hare Elu Shtei Edoi, so two different Kitei Edim, two different groups. Lefichoch, in the second case, where they're not Meraim Elu Eselu, in Nimtzech Sachas Meim Zamem, it's if Umazim two, means if Umazim one of the two groups, one cut Edim, Achas Mem means one cut. Is Omemes, who behein the Herogim? They get the punishment of Kasha Zamam, because it was Achi Ozama Kulam. The entire cut Eidim was Huzam. And the Nidon will get the death penalty because the other two witnesses were Loi Huzmu. And that they're not possible because of Nimtzech and Mehem Karva possible because the other two Eidim are not Mitzurif with them. That's the gist of the Mishnah. So the Gemara, we started the Gemara. The Gemara says, where is this din derived from? Where is the pasuk in Chumash? The pasuk says in Chumash you have to have two or more witnesses. Al pishnayim edim, al pishlosh edim, yomas ames. Where does it say that the two or three witnesses have to be royim elu eselu? Where does that say?
When these two sets of witnesses come, they came from different directions. Are they questions? Is the derisha that the kira done at the same time?
You can never do the drisha v'chakir at the same time, it'll be worthless. Let's say the Edom come, two witnesses come, they say, we were together, we saw this. The Bezdin can't do the drisha v'chakir at the same time. The whole purpose of the drisha v'chakir is to see if they're going to contradict each other. So the Mishnah says, first you interrogate one, then you interrogate the other one, and you see if he can get them to contradict each other. And each one doesn't hear what conversation is going on between the Bez and the other one. Then the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if you want to give a death penalty, let's say Nimsuay Dusa Mechuvenis, there's no contradiction, and it looks like he really murdered him. It looks like the guy was really Ben Chalal Shabbos. So you discuss the case. So if you discuss it and there's a twist that it's only a Chilul Shabbos the Rabbanon, or there's some reason why he's off the hook, so there's nothing to discuss. If it turns out that you think he's going to be Chayv Misa, so the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, you can't give the death penalty based on such a Kabbalah Seder that we interrogated this one, Shaloi Bifnei Hasheni, and the Sheni Shaloi Bifnei Harishon. Because by Din and Nefashis, it's required that they should testify Tech Kedei Dibur of each other. So the Din requires, after you see that we do have a case, and we want to complete the case and make a Gemar Din, but legally speaking, we don't have any Kabbalah Seder. We have an Eid Echad one day and have an Eid Echad an hour later, next day. That's no good in Nefashis. So you have to ask the two witnesses to testify all over again, zeh b'fnei zeh, and the second witness has to begin his testimony after the completion of the first witness. Otherwise it's no good. Otherwise it's eidus miyuchedus. The eidim have to testify of each other. In Mamanus there is no such requirement. In Mamanus the Gemara says zeh ba hayom umeid v'chaber abol amachar meid. One witness can testify today, the other witness can testify tomorrow. And if the Bezdin remembers that yesterday he testified, today he testified, and they say the same thing. So one and one is two. The halacha doesn't, in Mamanis, the halacha just says, there's a losh and a pasuk is different. In Mamanis it says, al pishnei edim, or al pishloish edim yokum dova. In the Fosh it says, al pishnaim edim, or al pishloish edim. So there's a difference in the Fosh Machumish day, there's a difference between shnei and shnaim. Shnaim means akat, like shnaim, shnaim, bo el noach ala teva. Pairs.
Came.
So Shnai made a means they have to constitute a kat, they have to testify tech de dibra of each other, and they have to have seen together. And Mamanis the Aloha just says Eid Echad is not sufficient. You have to have two Eid Echad. You have to have two times one. But the two times one doesn't have to constitute a kat.
In Mamanis, if one Eid testifies, he's Makuri Bishua, right?
Right.
What if he's the Eid Bishua, and then another Eid comes along after? Are you still going to start up, or are you saying no?
Yeah.
Finish the case.
No, make him pay. Make him pay. Originally, we thought there's only one aid, so he swore and he's off the hook. But then later on, when the other aid comes along, so we say one and one is two, so we make him pay now. Even though he swore, he has to pay. There was one opinion that Gemara had originally, a Havamin of an opinion, that once he swore, he's Pata. And you can't be mitzvah that age. Then Gemara backs out from that. In the end of Bava Kamma, Gemara says it's not true.
The Mishnah says Muvahein Neherodim, but shouldn't the sequence be the opposite? If they already killed the Nidon, then they wouldn't kill the Zomim. Shouldn't it be first Hain Neherodim?
Probably right. Yeah. First you have to give Nisa to the Zomimim. That's correct. And then you give the Nisa to the Nidon. That's right. Because we had the din earlier, that Hargoein Erogim. Once they killed the Nidon, there's no kasha at all. Yeah, probably right. Yeah.
So Vima Shnaim in Aichad, it's not only the two is more than one, then definitely. Shnaim, when they're together, they are more than one and one.
That's right. So the Gemara says, how does the Mishnah.
That would only mean if he was Nerog on their agent, if he was Nerog on the other path, then he would be.
Could be. I don't know. It's a good shot. I don't know. He says that maybe the din of Hargoein and Erogim doesn't apply because getting the death penalty because of the others. I don't know. It's a good shot. It would probably depend on the different explanations that are given as to why you say Hargoein and Erogim. It's an interesting shot. I don't know.
That's a closet, no?
Yeah. But the different Mefarshim had the Ramban Chumash has one Hezber and others have other Hezberim, so this should depend on the different Hezberim.
Chutz Bezim.
Right. So the Gemara says, how do you know this then? That if you have four witnesses, two witnesses looking out of this window, two witnesses looking out of the other window, they're not aware of each other, that they're not mitzvahed. But they're seeing, they're watching the same murder, they're watching the same Chilul Shabbos. Where do you have a pasuk that says it's not mitzvahed? So the Gemara says, the pasuk says that you have to have two or three witnesses. Then it says, lo yumas al pi eidechod, you cannot administer the mitzvahs bezin based on eidechod. Freg the Gemara, ma yechod, what is the, how do you translate the words? If I should say what it means, lo yumas al pi eidechod means eidechod, literally eidechod. It says apishnai meidim apishlosheinim yumas ames. You need a minimum of two or three. Obviously implies that one is not sufficient. So the word echod has to be interpreted lo yumas al pi eidechod means singular witnesses. Even if you have two or three witnesses, but they're singular, they're separate from each other. They're not mitzarfu yachad. Ela means echod echod. If they're singular, tanya nami hachi. It's taka brisa that says beferish like that. The whole brisa says like that. Okay. What is the? We better read the brisa. The Gemara is going to discuss it a little bit. Tanya nami hachi lo yumas al pi eidechod. Lahavi, the pasuk means to tell me the following chiddush: Naim sharei ma'isoi, two witnesses is not the same as the case in the Mishnah. Mishnah is talking four witnesses, yeah. Two hanging out of one window, two hanging out another window. Are they mitzvah from yachad to constitute one kata four, or are they two kitim? Here is talking one and one. The din is that you need a kata of two witnesses. So what if it's one and one? Echad michalan zeh, echad michalan zeh, vein roim zeh zeh. The two single adam don't see each other. So the din is emet starfim. Tosis has a discussion: is this exactly the same as the din in the Mishnah, or is it more pashut? If you have one and one, that they're not mit starfim, or if you have two and two, that they're not mitzarfim. The same thing. Bottom line, it's the same thing. The Mishnah gave the case two and two. They're not roim elo es elo, that it's separate, and the Braisa gives the case one and one. This is al bazach. Tosis is not sure whether it's exactly the same or it's slightly different. Then it says, "V'loyoid." Not only is that no good, if you have two witnesses watching from two different windows and they don't see each other, even if the two witnesses are watching from the same window, but there's only enough room in the window for one person to hang out. So first, one where eight is hanging out, then he watches the murder. Then he says, take a look what I see. So he walks away, and then he lets the other eight hang out the window.
He loves killing him.
Yeah, so one of them sees the beginning, and one of them sees the end. So the Braisa says, even in that case, that's a bigger chiddush. Even in that case, where the two eidim are standing in the same window, but they saw b'zach hazeh, is also no good.
Not in the same time.
Because they didn't see it at the same time. Freg di gemara akashe. So the Braisa says the same as the Mishnah, and it's based on the pasuk that they said before. Rav said, "Luyumas al pi eidechod." Eidechod means single eidim. You have many eidim, but since they're single, they weren't nitzar for yachad, so you don't give the death penalty. So Rav Papa chepes the brisa. Why does it say v'lo yoid? Not only is this true if the two witnesses are hanging out of two different windows and they don't see each other, even if they're at the same window and they know of each other, but there's only enough room for one person, so they look the zeh hazeh. So that's also no good. Fekta akashe. Omalei Rav Papa labai in the third wide line. Hashna ma echad michalan zeh, echad michalan zeh. The high kochazi kula maisa, the high kochazi kula maisa. If they're both looking out of two different windows, and each one saw the whole murder from the beginning to the end, and you say that that's no good, so the second case is a kalvachayman that is no good, because the first one only saw the first half of the murder act, and the second witness only saw the second half. So neither of them saw the whole murder. So why does the Braisa write that that's a bigger chiddush? That's a bigger chiddush. No, that's less of a chiddush. That's what he asks. Madach, in the case where they each of them saw from a different window and they watched from the beginning to the end, you say it's no good. Amrit, loy mitztarfi. The Braisa starts off with that. Na mitzuref yachad. So bezech hazeh, if they're both looking out of the same window, the high chazi palga the mice, the high chazi palga the mice. Each one only saw half of the story. Meboye, the stuff pshita. It's a double pasha that it's not mitzvah.
Chilul Shabbat and they see the old mice. In case of Chilul Shabbat, they see how
he continues. That's what the Gemara is going to say. He smokes one cigarette, then he smokes another cigarette, then he smokes a third cigarette. Okay, that's what the Gemara is going to answer. Okay, but first the Gemara thought. First thing, I thought he did one Chilul Shabbos. He did one Gedim Tavei Dezore. He killed one person. and each one saw b'zeh hazeh, each one only saw half of the story. So that's what Abai answers him. Amalei, so Abai answers l'nitzach ha'le l'vayla sa'ervah, and he continues to do the ma'isa. Each one saw the whole ma'isa. So each one saw the whole ma'isa. So even though they both are aware of each other, they're both at the same window, but they're not watching the ma'isa aveirah simultaneously, so it's not mitzvah. Okay. So what do we have so far? We have the two cases which are basically the same. You have two witnesses here, they're not Reim Zeh Zeh, they're not Mitztarfim. Or if you have one witness here, they're not Reim Zeh Zeh, they're not Mitztarfim. And it's based on a pasuk in Chumash, Lo Yumas Al Pi Eidecha.
So that's the case. What's important? To see the same time? Or that they're going to see each other? That's the case.
Both.
The same time and to see each other.
Yeah, both.
If you don't have both, two conditions.
Yeah, if you don't have the both conditions, then it's separate. Then they're not. They don't constitute one kati. You see, from the Brice, you need both.
That was the same time. Really, the same maestro.
Okay. If they're watching, I watch him smoke one cigarette, and he watches him smoke another cigarette. It's a different. It's a different maestro. Different maestro. That's right. Then Rava comments. So Rava is just repeating what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "If miktsasim roim, elu es elu." The two witnesses hanging out this window, two witnesses hanging out that window. One of the two saw one of the other two. They didn't both see each other. One of them saw. So the Mishnah says that that's sufficient. So Rava adds on another chiddush. It doesn't necessarily have to be that miktsasim roim elu es elu. It's just he's extending this word in the Mishnah. Omar Rava, im hoy roim es hamasra, hamasra roya oisam mitztarfin. Not only if one of these two witnesses sees one of the other two witnesses, miktsasim roim elu es elu. Let's say one of the two witnesses saw the one who gave asra. They're hanging out from the window on the 10th floor, whatever, and this murder is taking place on the ground, in the street. And then someone's warning the murderer, don't you shoot, or we're going to bring you to Bezdin. And he says, I don't care. He screams out loud, I don't care, you can all come and testify in court, you give me the death penalty, I don't care, give me mis. So what happens if one of the witnesses sees the one who gives Hasra, and the other witness sees the one who gives Hasra? They don't see each other, but they're joined together. There is a tziruf, they have something in common. They both saw the one who gave Hasra. Or the one who gave Asura, or neither of them noticed.
That's what we have in the Mishnah. What's the difference?
No. The Mishnah has one of this group, one of these Eidim sees one of the other Eidim. So the Eidim are Mitztarfim Yachad, there's a connection between one of the Eidim and one of the Eidim. Here there's no real connection between the two Eidim. There's a third party who is combining them. One of the Eidim sees the one who gives Asura. Sometimes they get mauled. He's shooting him in the street, and somebody in the shop is screaming out, and none of the Eidim saw the one who's screaming. They heard the voice, but they didn't see any person giving the Hasra. So then the tziruf has to be one of the Eidim has to see one of the Eidim. But if the man is giving Hasra is there in the street, and one of these witnesses sees him, and one of the other witnesses sees him, so they are mitztarfim yachad because they
through
the masra. Or if the masra sees both of them, so it's also good. The master sees one of them, and the master sees one of them. So that's also a connection. The connection doesn't have to be necessarily direct. It can be via the third party. Tosis is bothered with Akasha. You're going to determine whether it's one kat eidim, whether the four witnesses constitute one kat, or they constitute two kit eidim. And this is going to be a matter of life and death. Is it huvahem neharogim, or no one's going to get a death penalty? So you're going to believe one person's testimony, the masra, one person? He says, I saw him and I saw him. Maybe he's lying, maybe he didn't see him. Based on what one person says, if you two witnesses, one of them says, I saw the masra, he says, I saw the masra also. So chutz, you have two people, two eidim say, I didn't see the other eid, he was around the corner, he was leaning out from
the
different, but I saw the masra, and he says, I saw the masra. So all right, so there's a connection. So two eidim say, so you did in the pashas, you need two eidim. But if the master comes, the eidim say, we didn't see the master. The master says, I saw one of those witnesses, I saw one of them. So Taisa says, how can you falozach on the nemonis of the master? So Taisa says, it's a funny terrace. They say, there are two witnesses who testify that they saw the master see the two eidim. Uh-huh. Okay. Because you can't rely on Eid Echad. The Eid Echad is going to determine whether there's going to be life or death over here. So it must be that you have two Eidim. So there are two Eidim who say, we know, we saw that the Master saw one of these Eidim, we saw the Master saw one of the other Eidim.
The victim saw both Kete Eidim.
The victim.
Yeah.
And how are we going to ascertain?
No, he doesn't have to die right away. He can die 10 minutes later.
Oh, so Taisa says also, we wouldn't take his word for it. Not to pater somebody from Misa, not to give Misa. If it's only Eid Echad Tegnish. Unless there are two Eidim who testify that the victim. It doesn't have to be the master. It's not relevant. A person. There was a person in the middle who saw both of them.
It's an Aherik. The Horik saw both Kitei Eidim.
And some also Mitzaris. Tosis has a pilpul, a whole pshat, that it has to be the master, Dafka, the master. Then they back out. As long as there's another person there. It could be the victim himself. Grois Chiddush? A very big Chiddush. I would have said that the Mishnah, if you would ask me, I wasn't there. But if you asked me, I would have said only if the Yadim are directly connected. How can they be connected to a third party? But that's where Robert takes a step further. He says it's also a Chiddush.
Was it the same thing if the Master saw one car, one aid, and the one aid saw the Master?
Probably also good. Probably also good. Yeah. The stomach. Stomach's also good. And then who is this Masra? Who does the Masra have to be? V'yomar Rav, nochadinat Rav gizok, Masra sha'omru, who has to give the Hasra? And the Masra can combine the two Edim. Who is this party who gives Hasra? Afilu mipi atzmo, afilu mipi ashed. The Masra doesn't, for Hasra, there's no special halacha that it has to be one of the witnesses. That was the...
Can be a
third party. It doesn't have to be one of the witnesses. So the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yossi disagrees. The second half of our Mishnah, Avav Amabez, quotes Rabbi Yossi Yomer.
Yeah.
It doesn't say Omer Rabbi Yossi. If it says Omer Rabbi Yossi, you're starting a new Mishnah, Omer Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Yomer means that he's disagreeing with the Tanakhama. What did the Tanakhama say that Rabbi Yossi is disagreeing about? So Rava reads this in between the lines. Tanakhama holds that the Masra can be a totally different party. Masra can be a person who's postulated. It doesn't have to be one of the Edom. The Edom don't have to be the Masra. The Edom are hanging out from the 10th floor and they're hanging out from the 4th floor. And they can't scream so loud, but they hear the way somebody on the ground gives Hasra. But when he gives Hasra, it's a Nochri. And postulators, one gives Hasra, a Chveis, a Korev, or the one himself, Mipi Atzmo.
No,
the Gemara says that the Hasra is only good to give Misa if he's Yater Atzmo LeMisa. He says, I hear what you're saying, and I agree, and I'm an Oskein on the Yose, I'm prepared, and I know that there is. If he thinks that no one's watching, so it's a joke, so there's not a Kabbalah Sasra, he says, I'm aware that there are witnesses, and I understand that you can bring me to court and give me a death penalty, I'm doing it anyway. I want to kill him anyway, and then give me the Misa. So you have the Yater Atzmo LeMisa, the Kabbalah the Hasra.
The Shet comes to Bezdin to testify.
Doesn't have to come to Bezdin. Yeah. Doesn't have to come to Bezdin. The Aiden say,
he heard a voice.
We heard a voice. They don't know who it is.
Somebody in the store yells out.
So that's what the Tanakhama apparently thinks, that there is no halacha that requires that the Aiden should give the Hasra. That somehow Ravis saw that in the Tanakhama. Otherwise, why does it say Rabbi Yossi Yomer? Disagreeing with the Tanakhama should say Omer Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says Liolam Ein Neharogim Atshiush. He can never give the death penalty to any party for doing any avera, Chil Shabbos or Avodah Zarah or Ritzich or anything. And the Mele, the witnesses will never get Kasha Zamam if you'll be mazim them, because the testimony wouldn't have led to Gemar Din of Din and Nefashis in the first place, unless the witnesses themselves gave the Hasra. That's what Rabbi Yossi says based on the Pasuk. Like it says in Chumash by Har Sinai, the Rebbeinu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Reid Ha'ed Ba'om. Ha'ed Ba'om warned the people that they shouldn't go up on Har Sinai. Ha'ed. Ha'ed means to testify, give Eidus, and Ha'ed means to give a Hasra. So the word Leha'ed has two meanings, to testify and to warn. So that's what Rabbi Yossi says. Eidim by nefashis or by malchus, where you give, where you need hasra, it has to be the witnesses give the hasra, and you need both witnesses. Not sufficient that one of the witnesses. The halacha says, ain't an erogim. You can't give the death penalty to the nidon, to the one who, to the person who's being convicted. And the melee can't give them kasha zamam, because their witness, the testimony would be worthless. Ashu pishnei edav masenbo. We require that both edim should give us rosh. And number al pishnei edim. What does it mean al pish? The poshish al pish, when they come to bezin, they have to testify with their mouth. They
can't write a letter.
They can't send a letter to the bezin. That's how the Gemara says. They shouldn't. Rashi Achumish says they shouldn't send a letter. And Rabbi Yossi, this Tana says Alpi means based on the Hasra. They have to warn him with their lips. Not only that they testify in court now, the Mipihem, the Lomi Piksovim, they have to talk now in front of Bezin. There has to have been a speech that they had to give a Hasra Bishas Mais.
And Rabbi, you can tell me more to that. Rabbi Yossi is only limiting himself to the Eidim.
So Rabbi understands, why does it say Rabbi Yossi Yomi? He's disagreeing with the Tanakama. Tanakama holds that the Hasra doesn't have to be from the Eidim, can be from a stranger. So where does it say that? What did the Tanakama? Tanakama is not talking about Hasra.
Yeah.
Hasra is in Sanhedrin.
Yeah,
but why can't you say that Tanakama holds that one of the Eidim could be Masra? Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Don't go farther than that. The Tanakama just said, we're talking about only about Eidim, not any third party. Yeah. I don't know. So Rabbi, the question is, the laws of Hasra don't belong in the first paragraph of Markus is about Eidim Zanim. The second paragraph is about Golus. The third paragraph is about Malchus. About Hasra, that's in Sanhedrin. When it talks about Din in the Foshas, you have Mishnah that says you have to have Hasra. If there is clearly a machloikas, Rabbi Yossi Yomi is disagreeing with the Tanakama whether in Hilchas Hasra is it necessary that the Yadim should give a someone a, so why is it, what's it doing over here? So Rav understood that this sheet of the Tanakama, that it's not necessary for the Hasra to be given by the Yadim, has to do with the first half of the Mishnah of Yadim Zemim. What does it have to do with the machloikas in Hasra? That's what led Rav to understand that that's included in the Tanakama. Miktsasim Roy Meilu Eselu is not only if it's direct that one of these Eidim sees one of those Eidim, if they see, they both see their master, and the master is a stranger. He's not one of the Eidim. He's postulated. This piece of Gemara goes after
Tudat.
Which Tudat? Rabbi Yossi Yomer later. No,
No.
Tanakama says that if you have two witnesses and two witnesses, you need one should see one. So Rava says, in between the lines of the Tanakama,
you
see that one sees a masra, and one of them sees a masra. They don't see each other because Rabbi Yossi is quoted over here as, what do they quote Rabbi Yossi? It has nothing to do with our Perek. The answer is no. The Tanakama said something about Hasra that has to do with Kasha Zomam. That to be mitzaref, the two kitayedim, it's not necessary that they should see mitzasim roi meila esela. If one of them or one of them sees the master, it's also good.
Yeah.
And the master is a stranger, third party, is not one of the yedim. And that's what the footnote they quote Rabbi Yossi holds, the bechlal, that's no good. Rabbi Yossi really does belong in Sanhedrin, but they quoted it here because it's in disagreement with something that the Tanakhama said.
Isn't that something where it says right in the second line of the Mishnah, the Echad Master of all the Echad?
Mm-hmm. Correct also. But Rava sees in this also, why does the Mishnah mention this machlokes over here, that the master can be a stranger, a third party? It must be that it's relevant to the din of Tziraf HaEdim, to the Tziraf HaKatz. So that's what Rava sees from that line in the Mishnah. Echad Master Bavi Emsa, that the Tziraf can be
through.
One of them sees the master and the other one sees the master. Right, right. The Farish in the Mishnah. How do you translate the words V'yomar Rove? Rove says Masr Shomru, according to the Tanakhama, the Hasra can even be Afilu Mipi Atzmo. Even if he himself gives the Hasra. How do you translate?
Yeah.
Who is he himself?
So
Rashi says the victim.
Yeah.
Rashi lines Haharu Gatzmo Hisrabo. The victim warns the murderer, don't shoot me, you're going to bring it to court and they're going to give you Misa. The Rambam learns not so. The Rambam learns the Ratzeach gives himself the Hasra. It means the Gita Drosha. I know I'm going to kill you, and I know they're all going to bring me to court, and I don't care. In other words, it gives a Kabbalah Hasra without a Hasra. Not that someone else warns him and he says, I don't care. They get that drasha. No, Einan HaMashiach Satzma means there has no nemonis
later
to testify and say that I did this and this. We don't believe him. But the witnesses tell us that that's what he did. And he get that ganze drasha. I'm going to shoot you, and I know they're going to bring me to court, and they're going to give me misa, and I don't care, and I'm going to get, and I deserve misa, and he gives a drasha to himself. That's how they Rambam. You have to have two witnesses to testify that the murderer gave himself. Tanakhama holds one is enough. Rabbi Yossi says, "Achiu pishneid of masma." You have to have two. And within Rabbi Yossi, pishneid of masrimbo, that both witnesses have to give masra. That's machloik shaila and tesis in Sanhedrin daftes shaila mishainim. What if there are three witnesses? Rabbi Yossi says that. I gave my own presentation. I smuggled in my own pshat over here. That it says by Har Sinai, the Rabbanu Shlomo said, "Raid ha'ed ba'am penyersa lalos al Hashem." Ha'ed means to give hasra, warn the people. So I say, "Laha'ed" means to testify. "Laha'ed" means to warn. So Rabbi Yossi holds that you have to have the witnesses should warn. The hasra has to be from the witness. What if you have three witnesses? So you need all three have to give hasra, and if you have five witnesses, all five have to give hasra. Because that's the definition of an aid. An aid means that he testifies and that he gave a hasra. Or maybe no, Rabbi Yossi just means to say a pasuk. Rabbi Yossi just means to say a word. The hasra means that we really mean business. If you kill him, we're going to give you the death penalty. So you need two kosher aidim to warn him. Otherwise, it's a joke. What he means, a stranger is going to give hasra. The stranger gives hasra, but the Aiden may not be interested in Shlatkin to Bezin. So Rabbi Yossi says, no, you got to have two kosher Aiden, and then the murderer knows that they mean business. They say they're going to bring me to court, they're going to give me the Einish Misa, so it really means something. So if that's the pshat in Rabbi Yossi, to make the hasra a serious one, not a word that the shei made means lahasros, to warn, and the word lahoid means also to testify. If that's the word that you need a serious hasra, so if you have more than two witnesses, all you need is two of them. Two of them should give asra. What do you need? All 10? All 20? Eight of them have to give asra. So that's a shaila and tesis in Sanhedrin and other rishonim, and there's a tasefta about it. That's 2 days. Where there are coins. Rava says, according to the Tanakhama, Tanakhama, whom we paskin like, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. We paskin the master can be a stranger.
Rabbi Yossi said you need two.
Two kosher
aidim.
Right, it has to be two kosher aidim. So within Rabbi Yossi, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Within Rabbi Yossi, there's 2 days in Tosfos and Rishonim. What if there are three or more witnesses? Does he say all three have to give asra? Oh no, two kosher aidim from the group should give asra, so it's a serious asra. That's the shaila within Rabbi Yossi. But we pass like the Tanakhama that it doesn't have to be the Aiden. So Rabbi says, "Afilu mipi atzmo," even if he himself gives us wrong. So this is a machlekes Rashi in the Ram. Rashi writes, "Ahorig atzmo hisrabo." The murder victim warned the murderer, and the Rambam learns, no, the murderer gave himself a hasra. Nachrenim write that the Tosefta sounds like the Rambam.
Yeah.
And Tosefta sounds like the Rambam.
Rashi says, "Mipi atzmo."
The horagatzma, the murder victim, warned the murderer. And the Rambam learns, no, the murderer gave himself. Who is afilim epi atzmo? So the Rambam learns, the murderer gives himself a hasra. The Ovid Avod Azar gives himself a gita drosha. Not that he talks to himself, he's talking to himself. No. He gives a drosha. I know what I'm doing, and I know the death penalty is this, and I know that there were witnesses, and go bring me to business. I think that it's worth it. I want to do this aveira. And give me the death penalty. It's the same thing. Same thing. Allah Almighty, it doesn't make a difference whether the horig or the horig. Now the Gemara has a chiddush. Omer Rav Nachman, this din in the Mishnah and the Braisa, that if you have one witness and one witness and they don't see each other, not mitzarfim. If you have two witnesses and two witnesses, they don't see each other, not mitzarfim. This din is only in din in the fashis. The Omer Rav Nachman, Edis Micheris Ksheira Bedini Mominis. In Mamanis it would be good. Why? Because the Pasuk Lo Yumas Al Pied Echot. The Pasuk only goes Lo Yumas. The Siv Lo Yumas Al Pied Echot.
Yumas
Bedin in the Fashas Udien Ksheira. Only in the Fashas Habedin in Mamanis Ksheira. That's what the Gemara says. The Tosis here is bothered with the Kasha, the bottom Tosis. How do you know that Krovim are postulated? Where's the Pasuk in Chumash that Krovim are postulated? So the quote to Gemara Sanhedrin, the Pasuk says, Lo yimso avos abonim, abonim lo yimso alovis. So the Pshuta Shal Mikra means you can't punish the parents because of the sins of the children, you can't punish the children because of the sins of the parents. And the Ran there in Sanhedrin quotes a Pasuk in Malachim, I think, on Shmuel, I think it's Shmuel Beis or something, that the Pasuk in Shmuel quotes the Pasuk in Chumash that they didn't punish the children because of the sins of the fathers. Kakasa b'saras Moshe loyum salvas albanim banim loyum salavas. That's Pshuta Shal Mikra. Nobody argues that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. But the Gemara says that there's an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk, that it also means loyum salvas be'edus banim or banim loyum salbe'edus salvas. He can't give a father a punishment based on testimony of children. Can't give children a punishment based on the testimony of the father. So that, and then the Gemara says, well, how do you know cousins are puzzled? So everything banim, banim, lebanim, adrasha, it's all adrasha. And the Gemara works out to the fifth cousin is kosheletis. How do you know how far you go? So the Gemara is a whole cheshbon. How do you determine how close the relationship has to be that it should be postulated? So the Gemara says the whole mocker from Chumash that krovim apostolatis is only from the pasuk lo yumsu, and we don't say it's restricted only to din and nefashas. The favorish that applies to din and mominis as well. So how does Rav Nachman say over here lo yumas al piyed echod geit noram by din and nefashas doesn't apply to din and mominis, and din and mominis that would be mitztarfim. They would be mistaken. That's Tosis Kashik, Rabbein Avraham Mirlan. How does Rab Nachman make a deal? Can the Pasuk, the same Lashon appears there by Liyum Sovis Albonim, and that Pasuk is the mocker from which we derive the din that Krav Mapsulim Laidus, and Didi Mominus is also Krav Mapsulim Laidus. Agamar is going to say the next, the top line on Zayin Amanam, that Krav Mapsulim Laidus and Mominus also. That's Tosis Kashik. So Tosis says, that's it. That's Allah. Here you darshan like this, and there you darshan like that. That's Allah. That's what it has to be. So here it's interesting. The Rambam writes the din of Goel Adam. There is a din of Goel Adam. Let's say a person killed B'shegek. When he killed, usually there's a din that Yad Ha'edim Tia Bo Barishayna. Whatever Avera the person did, so the witnesses come and testify that he gets Einish Misa, so yeah, they have to be prepared to give him the Einish Misa. They're just going to testify as Chayv Misa, let the Bezin take care of it. So we say, no, are you prepared? You have to give the Einish Misa. So that din of Yad Ha'edim Tia Bo Barishayna V'Yad Kolam Bachrayna has a few exceptions to the rule, but you don't need Yad Ha'edim Tia Bo Barishayna. So one case is by Mesis, the Pasuk says Yadcha Tia Bo Barishayna. The Nisas, it's a mitzvah B'Yad HaNisas. If Reuven is trying to convince Shimon to worship Avodah Zarah, so the Pasuk says an exemption to the rule that Shimon has a mitzvah that he should give the death penalty, not the Eidim but the Nisa. That's one exception to the rule. Then the Gemara has another exception to the rule, Shor HaNiskal. If two witnesses testify that the Shor was Hargis HaAdam, then the Gemara says in Bava Kama the mitzvah is mutelus not on the witnesses to give the death penalty, mitzvah is mutelus on the Baal HaShor to give his own Shor, the Nisa, the death penalty. And if anybody else chapsois the mitzvah and they give the Einish Skila to my shor, they have to pay me asor as a hoven. The Gemara says when you chapsois a mitzvah, when you gamba a mitzvah from someone else, the Gemara tells a story, someone did shechted a chicken, and you have to do kisi adam, and somebody chapsois the mitzvah from me. So the Gemara says it's a penalty, he has to pay me asor as a hoven 10 golden coins because he stole a mitzvah. Or if they're mechabit someone to bench mezumen, and the benching, the Gemara says, has 4 brachas, so then you have to pay 40 zehuvim, 10 zehuvim for each bracha. The Gemara first had a shaila, it's one mitzvah but it has 4 brachas, does he pay 10 zehuvim because one mitzvah, does he pay 40 zehuvim? The Gemara comes to the conclusion, 40 zehuvim. So the Gemara gives him Bava Kama, Dav Tzadik, such a din, if somebody gambles the mitzvah of giving skila to the Shor HaNiskal from the Baal HaShor, the witnesses testify that my Shor was Hargis HaAdam, and then the Eidim go and they give the skila, the Bezin goes and they give skila, someone else gives the skila, and they didn't give me, I have the first crack at giving the skila, the Baal HaShor, the owner, has the mitzvah to give the skila. The Gemara says someone else is going to gamba the mitzvah, they're going to have to pay me asar zuhu. So that's an exception to the rule that you don't say Yadu Eidim Tiba Rishon. Then the Gemara says the third exception to the rule is by Ritzeach. The Pasuk says you don't apply Yad Ra'edim Tiba Rishon. The mitzvah is that the Goyal Adam has to kill. Rashi writes in one place in Sanhedrin that Goyal Adam has to kill, that's by Horig B'Shoigig. Horig B'Shoigig, the Goyal Adam has a mitzvah to kill. So the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvah quotes that Rashi, and he says it's a Shverer Rashi. In the Chumash, in the end of Bamidbar, in Parshas Masei, it says explicitly the Goyal Adam has a mitzvah to kill the Ritzeach Beim Shoigig Beim Emezid. By Horig B'Emezid, the Geit Nishtona Din from Yad Re'edim Tiba B'Rishon, it doesn't apply. The Din is that the Goyal Adam, the closest relative to the Horug, has the mitzvah to kill. Even if he killed B'Shoigig, even if the murderer killed B'Shoigig, that's going to be in the next Perek, there's a din that the Goyal Adam has permission, has the right to kill him.
Mitzvah.
What about the witnesses? No, there's no din of Yad Re'edim Tiba B'Rishon by Goyal Adam has the mitzvah to kill.
So what is Yad Re'edim Tiba B'Rishon?
By Avodah Zarah, by Gilei Arayis, by other things. But by these three, by Shor HaNiskala doesn't apply, it's the mitzvah ala Bala Shor to give the skila. And by Mesis, it's a pasuk Yod Chotia Bar Rishana de Nisas, mitzvah B'Yad HaNisas, that he should give him the skila. And by Ratzeach, the pasuk says that the Goel Adam has the mitzvah to give the Misa.
So he cannot run away to Zira Meklot. He won't have any. If he was bemazed,
bemazed is not going to help. Mazed, it's not going
to
help.
He
has the right to kill him even in the Ori Mikla. He has an obligation to kill him even in the Ori Mikla. If he killed B'Shoigeg, so then if he's in the Ori Mikla, the Goyal Adam is not allowed to chep him. If he's outside of the Ori Mikla, then it's a machlekes hatanan. We pass in reshus the ad Goyal Adam lahargis. And Ishkin Mitzvah doesn't have the right of him to kill him if he killed B'Shoigeg, but it's a reshus lahargis.
He must have a psak based him that he is guilty.
Yeah. That's the Gemara. We'll get the next parable. So the Rambam writes, to determine that somebody murdered someone else, B'Shoigeg, let's say, the Goyal Adam has a right to kill the Ratzeach if he killed B'Shoigeg. That's what it says in Chumash. So to determine that the Goyal Adam has a right to kill him, how many witnesses do you need? So the Rambam writes one witness. One witness?
You say you need a psak bezdin.
The chatzel, yeah. How can it be one witness? You need a psak bezdin. Bezdin has to paskin.
If he did B'Shoigeg, you kill him.
He killed B'Shoigeg. You have to paskin. We have ascertained he killed B'Shoigeg, and we hereby declare that Pasuk says that the Goyal Adam has a right to kill. How can you give a psak, a matter of life and death, based on Eid Echot? How can it be the Rambam writes Eid Echot? So the Kesef Mishneh on the side of the Rambam writes, he doesn't mean Eid Echot. He means Echot Echot. It means Eidus Miuchedes. If you have Eidus Miuchedes, then you have a right to kill. There's such a Rambam by Melech. The Rambam writes in Hilchus Ratzeach, I think, Hilchus Ratzeach, that if a person is a murderer, he's going around killing people, and he's a wise guy, he always does it when there are no witnesses. He doesn't have any hasra. He doesn't want to get caught. But the FBI ascertained that he's the one. They were mevarech that he's the one. So the Rambam writes that the melech has a right to kill this man, to give him. You can't give the official Mises Bezdin unless you have kosher eidim, and if they ever gamved the postulators, and if they craven tagnish, and if you have to have hasra with kabbalah hasra. But lahirasha, the melech has a right to kill for hirasha. So the Rambam writes, but you have to have a witness. So one witness is enough. The vayta, the kesef mishnah, doesn't mean one witness, means echad echad. Singular witnesses are good enough. Then there's such a third marker also. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, there's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that says, also, L'hairasho, not only the Melech has the right to give Misa L'hairasho, Bezdin also, Bezdin Makam Yonshin, Shleiman Adin L'hairasho. So there's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Pei Aleph on the base, Aharig Nefesh Shaloi Be'edim. If someone is a murderer and he's a wise guy, he always gets away with it, there's no witnesses watching. So then it says, you lock him up in prison, and basically you starve him to death. You see to it that he dies unofficially. He'll be dead. You give him food to shrink his stomach, and then you give him food to expand. Yeah. He gives a misa mishuna, not starve him to death. That's nice. We make it worse than starving him to death. You give him, and the Gemara says, based on the pasuk, and tell him to Moses Rosh Hara. We're gunning out to give the man a misa mishuna. To Moses Rosh Hara, we bezim akam yanshu shleim min adin. So the Mishnah says it's a harik nefashis shaloi be'edim. He kills people, he's a murderer, and there are never any edim. So the Gemara says, there are never any edim. How did you ascertain that you have a right, that he's a murderer? Freg the Gemara, so minoya dinon, and for the Gemara be'edis miyuchedis. And it's Sechen Zon, Makas Davav and Lebeis, Eidis Mecheres. So what you see, the Beis Halevi points out in the Tshuvas, what you see from all these three sources, from the Gemara by Kippur, that you lock him up in prison, you let him die from starvation, and from the two Rambams, the one by the Goel Adam and the one by the Melech, is that Eidis Mecheres is really good in Din and Nefashis also. Eidis Mecheres, Echad Roy Mechalan Zeh, Echad Roy Mechalan Zeh, is good for Nefashis also. To be mevara the facts of din and nefashis, it's just a gzeras akas of lo yumas al b'yedach. It's a din in the administering
bezin.
The misas bezin.
Bezin can't.
It's a formality. You can't bezin can't administer misas bezin if it's echad echad. But basically, the birur that's needed to give kippah
to establish
what the facts of the case are, edis mecheres is good. So that's what the Gemara says. Well, the mamonis for sure it's good. In the fashis it's also good. Eris Mecheres is good in the Pashas also. The Pasuk that says that Kroivim are no good, even though the Pasuk says La Yumso Avis Al Banim, Abanim La Yumso Al Avis, so the Gemara understands it doesn't mean it's not a din in administering Mises Bezin. It's a din that Kroivim are Pasul Eris Nefashis. Once you say Kroivim are not Nemonim in Eris Nefashis, so it's no good for Mominus either, because we have a Pasuk Mishpatecha Yolachem Hekish Mominus in Nefashis. And Edis of Kroivim wouldn't be good to give Kippur, to lock him up and let him die from starvation. Edis of Kroivim wouldn't be good for the Melech to give a Hayrasha, to give him unofficial Misa. And it wouldn't be good for the Goel Adam either. Because only these three cases, Kippur and the Melech, the Hayrasha of Melech giving Misa and Goel Adam, you need a Birur of Din and Fashis. The Kroivim are not kosher for Din and Fashis. Not kosher Din and Fashis, not kosher for Mom and Asida. The only thing is, it's a din, you can't administer Mises Bezin based on such testimony of Eris Mecheres. So since it's only a din in the Kiyum Oynish Mises Bezin, it's not a din Eris Mecheres is not kosher, they're not mitzvahim, they are mitzvahim. It's only a din in the Kiyum Oynish, that's why it can't apply to din in Mominus. That's what the Gemara says. Say. Huh?
This is what I'm not going to say. So
that's how the Beis Halevi interprets Rav Nachman. He says, he says it based on all of these sources. He says, based on the Gemara Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Aleph on the base by Kippur, and the two Rambams, the one by the Melech and the one by the Goel Adam, so you see that the din of Eidus Mecheres is not a psul Eidus in the Foshes. If it's a psul Eidus in the Foshes, it has to carry over to Mominus. That's the halacha Mishpatechad Yelachem. That it's the same Mominus in the Foshes is the same. So it must be, even in the Foshes Gufa, the Eidus is good. But it's a din in Kiyah Moinish Mises Bezin. You can't administer the Mises Bezin. Would not be good? No, you have to have kosher Eidim. You have to have kosher Eidim to give Kippur, to give Goel Adam, or to give Melech. Yeah.
Why couldn't you say, you cannot to confirm a fact of Harashah?
Mistame, if you want to go that, if the Melech wants that, he can have that kind of Harashah also. There are different levels of Harasha. So the Rambam is saying, under normal conditions, if the Melech wants to make Harasha, he has to have kosher Eidim. If he wants, he can even do without kosher Eidim. But under normal conditions, yeah, he can choose to do that too.
If you want to explain the din of Kippur, so you have to look for a way to explain Rav Nachman. But in order to explain the two Rambams, you interfere with Rav Nachman and you turn the whole thing around.
One minute. The Beis Halevi says the next line in the Gemara will read. The next line has to be like that. Freg the Gemara, Rav Nachman says Eidus Mecheres is good for Mominus. Freg the Gemara Kasha, and they have no teretz on the Kasha. Freg the Gemara, how can it be? Maskif lo Rav Zutra, how can Rav Nachman be correct that in Eidus Mominus, Eidus Mecheres is good? Echad Michalan Zer, Echad Michalan Zer. Is mitzvah from just a footnote here. The Ritva says on Adar. What do you mean, Echad Michalan Zed, Echad Michalan Zed? Let's say one aid The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed the following bit. I claim that you owe me $1,000 because 2 years ago I lent you $500 and last year I lent you another $500, and five and five is $1,000, and you say zero. You don't know who I am. You never borrowed a penny from me. One aide comes, he says, I was there 2 years ago when he lent them $500, that's all I know. Another aide comes, he says, I don't know what happened 2 years ago. Last year he lent them $500. So the halacha says they're talking about two different halvois. Or let's say it's a halvoa and one is a hezek. I say he owes me $1,000, $500 halvoa, $500 he smashed into my car and the damage was $500. And I want $1,000, $500, $1,000. I have one aide on the hezek and one aide on the halvoa. So the halacha is halvoachar halvoa mitztarfim, halvoachar hezek mitztarfim. Bottom line, you have two witnesses that he owes you $500, so he pays the $500, doesn't pay the $1,000. You only have two aidim that he owes $500. But they're talking about two different stories. But that's not one kat of aidim. That's not a kat of aidim. Let's say you will be mazim one, or turn out one of them is puzzle. You can't say Karva Pasul. He's talking about a halva that happened 2 years ago. He's talking about a hezek that happened last year. They have no shaykhas with each other. Bezin adds up. One and one is two. So we have two eidim. But if you have, he crashed into my car, and there were two eyewitnesses, and one was hanging out of this window, one was hanging out the other window. They didn't see each other. And we're not talking about nefash, we're talking about mominis. So Rav Nachman says in mominis, they're mitzvah from yachad, and it's a kat eidim. It's not just that you have two eid echads, and one and one is two eid echads. No, the two make one kat eidim, and if it'll turn out that one of them is pasul eidus, it'll be nin sech mem karba pasul. You won't even be left with an eid echad. So when Rav Nachman says eidus micheres is good and mominus, he doesn't mean ze b'hayom emed v'chaver b'olamachor, that halvo achar hezek is mitzarfim. No, he says it constitutes one kat eidim. They're talking about the same halvor, the same hezek, and then it's starving.
That's called eidus mecheres.
That's called eidus mecheres. Echad roi mechalan zeh. Echad roi mechalan zeh. That's called eidus mecheres. The two kinds of eidus mecheres. One is habachar halvor. That's eidus mecheres. That they're not mitzvah from yachad, but bottom line, the bezdin will make him pay $500. And this is eidus mecheres. They're seeing the same hezek of the same halvor. So now the Gemara hatakash and they have no teretz. Maskif Lord Rab Zutra, how can Rab Nachman be right? Elomayato, if he is right, then Adini Mominus, Eidus Mechedes, is Mitztarev. So why does it say in the Mishnah that in the case of Nefashis, in our Mishnah it says, the case of Nefashis, two witnesses hanging out the window, they see from this window, and they see, they're watching the same murder in the street, but they're not Rayim Eilo Eseilo. Nobody even knows that the others exist. So the Mishnah says that since they're separate, so they're not mitzvah from yachad, so if you're mazim these two eidim, that's achi ozomu kulam, they're going to get the death penalty. And the other two eidim are not possible because of korva posel, they have nothing to do with the other two, and the person will get the death, the Reuven will get the death penalty for killing Shimon. So freg di gemara ela meyato, but if you are telling me that indini mominus eidus mecheres is mitzvah from yachad, freg di rakashe. So why don't you say Elamiyata Bedina Nefashis Tatzil? Why should you go lechumre to say that Eidus Mecheres is not mitztarfim? I should only say lekula. Eidus Mecheres is no good. It shouldn't go lechumre. So over here I say that I give the death. If I mazim these two eidim, they get the death penalty as achi as amakulam. But if it would have been mominis, all four would be mitztarfim because they're watching the same hezek. At the same time, they just don't see each other. So Chotch say by nefashes, yes, they're watching the same murder, even though they're not watching, even though they don't see each other. But if you're mazim too, so say you can't give them kasha zamam unless you're mazim war. Why shouldn't you say that lahakel they are mitzvahim? So the Gemara says a murderous kasha. We don't know the terror. What's the murderous kasha? The din is in nefashes. It's not mitzvahim. Mamon is it is mitzvahim. That's what Nachman said. He says, "Bedini mominis eris mecheres is mitzarev, and din in the fashas it's not mitzarev." So we're talking about din in the fashas.
Yes.
So why did Razutra ask Kakash and they couldn't figure out the teretz? Frekta ella meyata. If you are right, then din in mominis it's mitzarevim. So in din in the fashas, you should say also that they're mitzarevim lahakel. Elamayata bedin nefashes tatzil. I should go to Hokel to say that it is one cut. Haloma tanan fabashtate in the Mishnah uvehein neherogim. I should say lahokil that they are mitzdarfim. So it's not that she was amakulim. So these two who is makink at the death penalty, and you can't give the nidon the death penalty because it's karav apok. What kind of a kasha? This is din nefashes. Din nefashes not mitzdarfim. So that's what the Beis Halevi writes in his sefer. You see from the Gemara's kasha, and they don't have a teretz. You see from the Gemara's kasha that in nefashes they're also mitzdarfim. Eris Mecheres is good in the Foshas also. That's why it's good by Kippah, and that's why it's good by Melech, and that's why it's good by what was the other case? By Goel Adam. And that's why the Gemara holds that you should say Korv Apostle, and you should say Achaz Zomakulam. Even in Din in the Foshas it's Mitzarfim. It's just the Din in administering the Einish Mises Best. It's a Din in Kiyam Einish Mises Best and can't be given based on Eris Mecheres. That's a question. That's a machlokes. The Gemara, this is a Shas machlokes. The Rashbam and Cheskes Sabbatim has a machlokes with the Goyim. Whenever the Gemara has Akasha, the Gemara says, how can you say that? It's against the Nof in the Mishnah. So half of the time the Gemara will say, Tiyufta the Rabbi Tiyufta. Tiyufta means obgefrekt, he's wrong, and we don't accept his opinion. And half of the time the Gemara will say, Kasha.
So what it may be, we'll find a turret.
Oh, so that's what we assume. So the Rashbam quotes the Goyim who say, Kashin Tiyufta de Zal Bezach, Obgefrekt, and it's wrong. It means it's a machlaikis, that Rav Nachman Zok Tazayin, the Mishnah holds Faker. It's a machlaikis. And the Rashbam doesn't hold like that. Rashbam says, no, Tiyufta means Obgefrekt, it's wrong. And Kashin means Hosta Kashin, it's a good to Kashin, it's a good to Teretz. And we're not going to bother to tell you the Teretz. One of the Sfarish Yachroinim wrote a sefer that's called Kashas Miyushov. So every time the Gemara says Kasha, he tells you what the Teretz is. So in the old Gemaras, in the Vilna Shas, they don't have it. In the Varshava Shas, they took from that Sfarish sefer Kashas Miyushov. So in every Mesichta, how many times they Kasha? Two or three times in the whole Mesichta. So they would take that page from that sefer, they print it in the back of Shabbos, they would print half a page what the Terutzim are to that Mesichta. And the Erevin, every Mesichta they print in the back, the section from the Sefer Kashas Miyushov, to say what the Terutzim are. But that's a machlokes, the Goinim and the Rishonim. When it says Kasha, is Kasha the same as Tiyufta? Kasha is not the same as Tiyufta. And the Rashbam in the end, the Cheska Batin, quotes the both opinions. There's a Taisus and Menachas also. Taisus and Menachas has one little Taisus. The Gemara has a certain din, and the last daf in Perek Rabishmoel and Menachas about the Oimer, the Perek about Hakrovas Oimer. The Gemara has a Kasha. The Gemara says Kasha. So we usually say Kasha. That's not good to Kasha. There's a good Teretz, and we'll work out it. There's a good Teretz. So Tosfos says Kasha. Misha Shanazu lo Shanazu. It's a machlokes, and there's no Teretz. So that Tosfos is not the way we usually assume. We usually assume Kasha is not the same as Tiyufta. And Tosfos, that little tiny Tosfos in Menachos and Perek Rabbi Shmuel holds Kasha is the same as Tiyufta.
So when you say here Kasha, you said I'm not Mazupkefrekt.
If you go like this,
some hold up Gefrekt and others hold no. It's a good Kasha, but it's a good Teretz. But why is it even a good Kasha? It's a klotz Kasha. Yeah. It's not even a good Kasha at all. He says in Din Nefashis it's not Mitzdarfim. And Din Mammon is it is Mitzdarfim. So what's the Kasha for the Mishnah? The Mishnah is talking Din Nefashis. So that's what the Beis Halevi says. No, it is a good Kasha. He may or may not have a good Teretz, but it is a good Kasha. Even though we're talking about nefashes, even in nefashes gufa, eidus miyachedus is mitzarfim. It's just a din in administering the mitzvah is bezdin. That's not. If bezdin wants to give the official, bezdin wants to give the official mitzvah bezdin, so there's a hitch. You can't give official mitzvah bezdin based on eidus miyachedus. But the birur hamaisa is perfect. Eidus miyachedus is considered a kat of shnei eidim. They'll mavari even for purposes of life and death for dealing the fashas. No, you have to have Achi Gomer Adin. You have to have Nigmar Adin. The Bezdin is never going to make Nigmar Adin if it's Mechedes Mechedes. Because they know that. Okay. But it'll always be Eidus. Maybe you'll give him Malkus. If it's good to lead up to Goel Adam, so maybe we'll give them Malkus. But we won't give him Misa. Won't be able to give me.
According to the Beis Halevi,
Right, that's the Gemara's kasha. He does not. The Gemara says kasha. See, the kasha means to yufta of gefrek. Kasha means you have a good kasha. There's a good teretz, and they didn't tell us what the teretz is. So we're gonna have to work on it. I have to look in that sefer. Kasha's new. I don't know. Then the Gemara continues on the topic of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that it's not good if you have asura from a third party. Asura has to be from the Pishnei Eidim Masenbo. Has to be from the lips of the two witnesses. Yeah. Frag the Gemara Akasha, Amalei Rav Papa Labayi. Is that what Rabbi Yossi's opinion is? We have a contradiction. Umi Yisle Le Rabbi Yossi, Hai Svare. Does Rabbi Yossi really think that you require such a formality of Hasra, that Hasra has to be given from the witnesses, and there's no other way to have Hasra? We have a Mishnah in the next pairing. The next pairing is talking about Golus. If somebody kills B'shoigig, it goes to Golus. So Rabbi Yossi is quoted in the Mishnah, Hasayne Neharag. What happened was, one person hates the other, Sinas Mavet, but he never tried to kill him. Then all of a sudden he's in an automobile accident, and the Seine killed the other one accidentally. And it really looks like it was an accident. So he has to run away to the Ari Miklot. Rabbi Yossi says, no, we give him the death penalty because we assume that he made it look like an accident. So Frank Digma, but there was no Hasra. How can you give an Einish Misa if there was no Hasra? So obviously Rabbi Yossi thinks Hasra. There are no formalities about Hasra. Hasra is, he just got to know that he meant it. These people are at each other's throats all the time. We know that he meant it, and even though he made it look like an accident, we know that it's a fake. We know that he meant it. The Frek de Gemara, here you have Menakotze Lakotze. Rabbi Yossi has such a formality that the Hasra has to be given from the mouth of the Eidim. It's from a third party Teignish. And there he says you don't even need any Hasra at all. It's Astira Gluya. Umisle the Rabbi Yossi, Hai Svara. Does he hold that you need such strict formality of a Hasra? The Hatanan, the Mishnah says later, Rabbi Yossi Yom Hasseini Neharak, even though it looks like he killed the other person, B'Shoigeg, because we know that he did it on purpose. Neshu Kimuad Umusra is considered like he knew what he was doing and as if he had been warned. The din requires Hasra, is a built in Hasra. He hates him, so it's considered as if there is Hasra. So it's Astira and Rabbi Yossi. And for the Gemara, there were a lot of Tanoim with the name Rabbi Yossi. This is Ein Rabbi, the famous Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. Rabbi Yossi ben Glili, also another Rabbi Yossi. But the famous Rabbi Yossi Stam, whenever it says Rabbi Yossi, is Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. He's always quoting things from his father, Abba Chalafta. He's not allowed to call his father by his first name. So he says, my father Chalafta, Abba Chalafta. So that's Rabbi Yossi Stam.
A tall Rabbi Yossi.
I don't remember. And then there's another Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. It's a different person. And for the Gemara, Ahu Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda he, the Tanya Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda chavin atzar chasul fishnasul hafkam shag lemeiz. We know that there is not stam. You have a stira two mishnayos. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi. We're going to say that's a different Rabbi Yossi. In the middle of nowhere, you say. So he said, no, we have a brisa that says b'feirish. They quote Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Similar case. He says one who knows. A chaver means he knows halacha, you know, tam chacham. So if he's about to be mechal Shabbos, he knows all the din. He knows that it's a halacha, unless he may not realize that today is Shabbos. He may not realize today is Shabbos. But if he knows today is Shabbos, they're talking about Shabbos, and he goes and he lights a cigarette and he starts smoking. So Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to give masra. Hasra is only in order to know whether it's mezig or shegig. So that's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. That's the same as hasene neherag. That's that Rabbi Yossi. And our Rabbi Yossi is the regular Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, the famous Tana, the Stam Rabbi Yossi. Okay. Then the Gemara comments on the last line in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah came up with this new Einfall, which is not accepted la'aloche, that Alpi, Shnayim Eidim, Alpi means that they have to give the Hasra with their lips. Not only Bishas Hagodah say this, Nipim, Elohim picks up, and they have to testify with their lips. They have to give Hasra with their lips. And we paskin is not necessary. The Hasra can be given by a third party. So the way we assume that the Hasra does not have to come from the mouth of the Eidim, so what's the Pshat Alpi? So the answer is no. Mipim, Elohim picks up him. So the Mishnah has an, apparently it says Alpi more than once. Alpi Shnai made him, Alpi Shlosh made him. So they want to darshan both Alpi. So one Alpi tells him Alpi and Alpi Ksavim that they shouldn't write their testimony. They have to say everything in front of Bez Mishnah. Should look at their facial expressions at the time that they tell over the Hakodah Seders. To try to chap them in a life. They're going to write out the whole story. They can stand with a straight face. So we want that they should say, Mipi, Havalom picks up. But what he dash him with the other? Alpi. Alpi Shnai made him, Alpi Shlosha ate him. So the Mishnah says, Davaracher, another drasha in the word Alpi. Alpi Shnai made him, that there has to be a direct conversation between the witnesses and the Bezin. If the Bezin doesn't understand French and the witnesses only talk French, and they're going to have a translator to translate Tognish. The halacha requires Sanhedrin has to understand the language directly. So the Gemara on the bottom of the daf tells a story. Hano le'uze, there was once a case where there were foreigners who had, either they were witnesses or they were the baledinim. This din, shaloi tehez, sanhedrin shamas, mipi hametugman, goes on both. When the Bezin interrogates the witnesses, they have to look at their facial features to see if they're telling the truth. And the same then applies to the Baledin. When you have a din Torah, you're not supposed to have a toin. Now they have, everybody gets a toin. So the Baledin sits there like this, and he doesn't bat an eyelash. And the toin, like a lawyer, and he says, my client said this, and he did this. And he doesn't say anything. You let the client say it, and we'll be able to tell if he's telling Sheker or telling Emes. You're not supposed to have a toin present the case. You have to have that he should say it directly. And there's a din shaloi tei seren shamas mipi amaturgamon. If the baledinim, when they present their case, they're talking Yiddish or French or Spanish, and the bezin doesn't understand, it's no good. You have to have a bezin who does understand, that they should be able to detect from their tone of voice and from their facial features whether they're telling emes or sheker.
And why is it talking like this? That you're using a toyan and it is acceptable.
Toyan is not acceptable. It's not acceptable. In the Middle Ages, they instituted the practice of toyan. I understand why they started toyin. You have a din Torah, a person gets up and he starts rambling on. He doesn't know what's negel halacha. Fangter on Tzered, and he tells you the whole history for the last 25 years. And it's only negel, three things. I remember once a woman came with a shayla of Yerusha. So it took her so long, she didn't know what was relevant. She was telling when the grandmother got sick, said this one took care and the other one didn't take care of her. Doesn't matter who took care. Who's the closest relative? She didn't understand, so it took her 25 minutes till she told the story. And the psak was very simple, chumash, just who's the grandchild? Who's the child and who's the grandchild? And that's when I'm around and finished. So in a din Torah also, a lot of times a person talks and he tells irrelevant information, and he'll leave out relevant information, because he doesn't know what's negev. So they had a practice of having a tayin, he should filter out
the information
and not
one.
Waste the time of the bezin. Yeah, but we have today is that the Toyanim do like a lawyer. I remember I was once at I was not participating. One of the parties asked me to come watch the Din Torah. So I come. So the Bezin asks, there was a great nephew was watching the bank books of the great aunt. She was an almana and she was a European. She didn't know how to money in the bank. She didn't know what it was all about. So one of the great nephews was a chassidish guy with a beard and pays and everything. He was taken care of. So and he wasn't the Irish. There were closer relatives than him. So the great aunt died, and there's no money. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. So the Bezin says to him, how much money was there in the bank books when you first started? So his Toyin screams at him, don't answer the question. that was the end of the din Torah. Whatever the Bezin said, don't answer the question. I said, don't answer. He screams in Yiddish. So what kind of a din Torah? He screamed, the Toyin screams at the Bezin. If it would be a secular court, they would throw him out of the window. They would put him in jail for screaming at the person, don't answer the question. That's not a Toyin. A Toyin is supposed to help the person leave out the irrelevant information and bring out the information that is true, but not that he should. The Baldin sits there, doesn't say anything, and then the Toyin says what he filters out the information that's relevant. He doesn't give the important information to the Bezin. That's scandalous. Where they have now Toyinim is terrible. And the Tanim usually scream. And the win the din Torah because they scream. Whoever is called Alan Gra, whoever screams better wins the din Torah. That's terrible. See, here the Gemara tells a story. There was once a case of Le'uze, foreigners who didn't speak the same language as Rova. Either they were the Baledinim, or they were the Eidim, and the halacha says the Bezdin has to hear directly from the Balidinim, and the Bezdin has to hear directly from the Eidim, because that's how they can tell from the tone of voice and from the facial features whether their taina is emes or sheker. So they came to Rava, and Rava didn't fully understand the language, so he got a meturgamon to translate. How is he allowed to have a meturgamon to translate? It says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to have a meturgamon. And for the Gemara in the last line, Rava made the Havayada, made the Havayamri. Rava understood the language very well, but he didn't know the language well enough that he should be able to speak it. So he needed
somebody,
the meturgamon, to speak. But he was watching when the meturgamon said what he wanted to say. He was watching and he was listening when they gave the answers. He was watching their facial features and he was listening to the tone of voice, and he understood everything. Aduri Hudal Havayada, he didn't know how to answer, but he knew how to understand it. So that's legitimate. That's acceptable. So that's a din in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not supposed to have a meturgamon to tell it. The Bezna has to understand directly. That's why the Sanhedrin, you don't appoint a person as a member of the Sanhedrin unless he knows all the 70 languages, because how is he going to be able to function in a case if the Yadim only know French, the Yadim only know Spanish? They have to be able to understand what the Yadim are saying directly without
the Russian. Good enough to popular.
Lechatchila, they should know all the popular languages. They don't have to know Chinese and Japanese. It's nothing to get here in America. But Yiddish and Spanish.
Spanish.
And English. The languages that are commonly used. They have to be
it
able to.
It doesn't mean left after 70. It means just the languages that are useful.
Yeah.
Usable.
Use them. So those languages that are negated.
Say, Rav Moshe said that he was going to have an operation that he didn't want to have the operation because he would be on Bezdin if there would be a Sanhedrin. So did Rav Moshe know the languages?
Did Rav Moshe know English?
Yeah.
I don't know if he knew English. Yiddish, you know. Yiddish, I don't know. Now this is a famous Gemara. Eloi v'tuvia, it's a problem, what is this story doing in Maseches Makos? Eloi v'tuvia were two people. Kreve the arva havu. There was a halvor. The malva lent money to the loiva, and then the malva was afraid to lend money to the loiva. The loiva doesn't have a job; he's unemployed for the last 5 years, so he needs an orif. So he says, "I'm only going to lend you the money if you get a cosigner." So that's the orif. So there was a shaila whether the malva is entitled to collect the money or not from the loiva. So they had two witnesses come and testify. The witnesses were not related neither to the malva nor to the loiva, but one of them, but both of them happened to be related to the oriv. Eloi v'tuvia were two kosher eidim. They were religious people, not ganavim, not related to each other, but one of them or both of them were krevei the arva hava. Either they were both havu, abyankifem, then changed to havu, they were both related. How can they both be related to the Orev without being related to each other? Possible. That's his
from
first cousin,
place,
that's
yeah,
his first cousin,
marriages.
But they're not cousins to each other.
Yeah.
It's possible. Yeah. Okay. So the Girs of Rabbi Yanki Femdin is that they were both related. They were both related to the Orev, but not related to each other. And the Girs that we have is one of the two of them was related to the Orev. Okay. The Savar Apapala Neymar, the din is that Kravim apostolated. What do you mean Kravim? If the two witnesses are related to each other, or if one or both of the witnesses is related to the Baldover. Everybody's a Karev. I have a lot of relatives. Everybody has relatives, but it's irrelevant. Kravim to the Baldover on this case, apostolated. So here's the Shiloh, who's considered the Baldover? The Malva and the Loiva, the discussion is, does the Loiva owe the money to the Malva, does the Loiva not owe the money to the Malva? So Savra Papa Lameim, Rapapa originally thought, Gabi Loiva u Malva rechiki ninu. They're not kreivim, they're rechikim, they're not related neither to the Malva nor to the Loiva. The Orev is azaiti gezach. If the Loiva doesn't pay, the Orev has to make good. But the two Bali Dvorim in the case are really the Malva and the Loiva, so only those who are kreivim to the Malva or the Loiva will be postulated. Amalei Rafuna Beid Rebbe Shulder Rapapa, so he tells you, make a mistake. Since he lays leila loiva, if the loiva doesn't have money to pay, la baser arva ozil malve, will not the malve go to collect money from the orev? So that causes that the orev is also a baldover. So since one or both of the witnesses were craving to the orev, so the craving to a baldover, so that's possible. We understand. Very easy Gemara. So here there's a big... Huh? So here's the Shaila. What are they testifying? So Rashi says they're testifying that there was a halvor. You mean the Leivit denies that there was a halvor? He says, I don't know who that person is. I never saw him before. Malva says, what do you mean? I lent you $100,000. What do you mean you don't know who I am? So the Malva says, I lent you $100,000, and this guy's the Arev, and here are the witnesses who tell the whole story. There was a halvor, and there was an Arevus. That's what Rashi says. Eri halvor hoyu. So the Rishonim ask a question over here. So why don't we say Pagin and Dibura? The Loi Vituvia, the two Kraivim, are not the two people, the two witnesses are not related to the Malva or to the Loi. So Lagabi the Malva Loi, they should be Bagloi. They should be believed to say that there was a Halva, the Loi owes money to the Malva. The other half of the story is another story, that they say that the Orev, that the third party is a co-signer for the Loiva. In the event the Loiva doesn't pay, the Loiva won't be unable to pay, so the Orev has to pay. So if they crave him to the Orev, they can't accept that half of the story. Except they said two stories. They said two different parts to the testimony. They said Reuven lent $100,000 to Shimon, so that they should be believed on. And then they said, and Levi is the Orev. So don't accept.
Wait a minute, he had was there.
The other case, if they said that he did lend the money to Shimon, because then. Then they are not able to, because then the Arev has to pay out.
If they say Reuven did not lend money, okay.
So would you believe him then? In other words, are you sure that you only
didn't
believe
him? How can you say he didn't
lend? No, let's say two witnesses come and say Reuven lent $100,000 to Shimon and Loiva, and Levi is the Arev, and the halvot took place in this and this a day, and then another two witnesses come, Eloi Betuvi come, and they're related to them, they say, Shekhar v'chazer, we were there and it never happened. So that's a different case. But here, Rashi seems to...
Two type of arvus, right?
Three kinds of arvus.
There's one that he had a choice to go to the other.
Right.
So if he had a choice to go to the other,
it
was a laver.
Yeah.
The other is like a laver then.
Yeah.
He's actually like a laver.
No, the Gemara Pashab Shan, even if it's not that kind of arv, a normal arv, the din is ain't goivim in arv tchila. You're not allowed to go check for the arv. You have to first try to collect from the laver. Even if it's that kind of an arv, you're talking arv kablon. Arv kablon means he agrees that when it comes time to collect, the malva doesn't have to go first to the laver and try to collect, and then if he can't collect, you go to me. He has the right to go collect directly from the arv. But the din is, even if it's not an arv kablon, even if it's a plain arv stam, still the arv is considered a baldovar, and the edim ha-karevim to the arv apostolatus. The halacha does not distinguish between the two arim. Even in the case of arv stam, is also called the arv is still called the baldovar. Whoever is related to him will be apostolatus. But the question is the way Rashi translates. You're asking maybe it's a different case. That's what other Rishonim say. But Rashi says the witnesses, the Eloi Vituvi, are testifying that there was a halvor. Reuven lent $100,000 to Shimon, and that Levi is the Arif. So they're telling two different stories. That Reuven lent $100,000 to Shimon, fine, so accept it. But then he says another story, that Levi was the Arif. Now you're craving to Levi. So you're not believed, not Lechiv and not Liftur. So just cross out the second thing that they said.
And the Arif is not obligated.
The Arif will not be obligated, but will accept the testimony that Shimon has to pay the $100,000 to Reuven. The Gemara has the case. That's called Palgina and Dibura. We split what he said. The Gemara has a case. Two witnesses come to Bezin, and we say that you and I, I'm one of the witnesses, I say, you and I carried a piano in the street on Shabbos together, the Mezid. So we have two witnesses that say, Yom Chal Shabbos, the Mezid with Hasra Yochai Misa. But I can't be, and one of them says, I carry the piano also with you, I'm a chai misa, but you need two witnesses. So I'm the other witness. I say about myself, I carry the piano, the mezid, together with him. So ain't on a mezid matzah in Russia, you can't accept my testimony about myself. But can you accept my testimony about you? So Mar says, yeah, pagin and dibur. We said two different things. We said, two of us say haggadah that you are mechal Shabbos. So that's a good haggadah say this. And then two of us say that I was also mechal Shabbos at the same time. So that's not acceptable. So the half of the story that can be accepted is accepted. Half the story that can't be accepted is not accepted. Tavos is over here the way Rashi learns. What's the problem? If the pshat is Eidi Halvos, are they saying two things? What? They're saying the Malva lent money
things?
To the Loiva.
Why do you say two things? Isn't it automatically, doesn't the Arav automatically assume it? He's part of it. You can't break it up and say the Arav is separate.
But you have often a loan where there is no Arav. You don't always have to have an Arav.
This particular case had an Arav. It doesn't automatically the Arav become
maybe
part of it.
Maybe
a
wrong case.
In other words, you're trying to break it up and saying that the Arav is separate. And then Malvin and Lover, in other words, separate.
Like over here, let's say it was a heavy piano, we needed two people to carry it.
Nothing.
So we're both Chayv Misa, because we needed both of them. So I say he and I carry the piano together. So I'm believed on the half of the story that he did. I'm not believed on the half of the story that I did. The same over here, Taka, one big story. But I could have made a halvo without an orif. Like he could have carried a pen, he could have carried a sefer, he didn't have to carry a piano.
But the reason we had an orif is because he was probably chashed that he wasn't paying.
Okay.
So we need the orif. In other words, the orif is part and parcel of the whole case.
But it is gimot. You can't have a haggadah on a halvo without an orif. So when the Yedim add on, and by the way, there was also an orif, that's another haggadah sefer. So accept this haggadah and don't accept that haggadah. Of course the Yarev denies it. We're not going to believe him. He's for sure the Baldova.
Yeah.
No, the Yarev is not the Baldova.
These Aedis can't work against the Yarev, should work against the Leiven alone. And he's wondering why the Yarev can't be combined. Is the Yarev denying it also?
Sure he denies it. He doesn't want to pay the $100,000. The Leiven denies it and the Yarev denies it. I would deny it also. I wouldn't want to pay the money. So the Yarev and the Leiven both deny it. And the Malva says it's true and the Aedim say it's true also.
Let's first of all see whether on the basis of the Eidim that are not Kroivim to the Leiva Malva.
Let's see what happens.
Maybe the Leiva will pay.
There are no more Eidim.
This is the whole story.
Two witnesses, and the Leiva denies it, and the Arab denies it.
Yeah.
And the Malva is crying, it's $100,000. So why did that put all the Rishonim in? Why does Rashi say in such a case? That the Maskana Sagma, you don't accept the testimony at all. Why not? That's exactly Pagina Nibura. The half that can be accepted should be accepted. The half that cannot be accepted should not be accepted. That's the Kasha. So the Ravid comes up with his famous answer, which we don't. The Ravid has a very sharp, Ravid is always very sharp. The Ravid has a sharp Shita, and it parenthes 10 different Kashas and 10 different areas. And it's not the generally accepted answer. The Ravid says, we have a din of, we just, what is this doing in Marcus? Karev and Apostolatus is in Sanhedrin, in the third paragraph of Sanhedrin. This story belongs in Sanhedrin.
Yeah.
Who are Karev and Apostolatus? So the Ravid says, the answer is that this is a takeoff on the din in the Mishnah we had before, the previous dab. There is a din of Nimtzeched min Ha'edim, Karev Apostle. If you have three witnesses and one of them is not acceptable, so even the other two who are gosher are also not acceptable. So based on that din in the Mishnah, nimtzeched min akat, nimtzeched min ein korv apostle, the Gemara has an extension in Bava Kamma. What's the din if Eidim give a long ariches dvarim, they give a long testimony, and part of the Eidim cannot be accepted for some reason or another. The stenographer, the court stenographer, writes down all the minutes, all the whole report from what the Yedis is.
Testimony.
And then we have to rip out two pages from the middle, and we have to throw it out. It's puzzle, not irrelevant. It's puzzle. We have to throw it out for some reason or another. So the Gemara says there is a din, Eidus Shabbatla Mitzasa Batla Kula. Where did they get that din, Eidus Shabbatla Mitzasa Batla Kula? So the Ravid says it's a takeoff on the din of Nimtzech and Eidim Karva Puzzle. You have three witnesses. So the court stenographer records. So the Reuven said, Shimon said, Levi said, and then you have to rip out a couple of pages, throw it out, because one of them turns out to be a ganef, one of them turns out to be his first cousin. So if you rip something out, you have to throw everything out. Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa Batul Kul is the pasuk. Al pishnai edim, al pishlosha edim. Nimtzeched min edim karva pasul is based on the pasuk. And Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa Batul Kul is an extension of that din. Whenever you have a lot of notes written down, you have to rip out some of the pages, so you throw everything out. So we learned the Gemara of Vava Med Aleph, for the Gemara Yesta Kashe, Horeg Yatzil, Raveya Yatzil, if it's true that it's a din of Nimtzeched Me'ed and Karva Apostle, so you never give any death penalty. The murderer himself was watching. So the Gemara Yesta Kashe, so the Gemara says no. The answer is, Yakum Dava B'Mekai Medaba Akasa Medaba. The din of Karva Apostle only applies by Edim, and what does it mean? So Tosfos says it only applies to Eid HaMeid as opposed to Eid HaRoya. Rashi and the Raivid did not learn like that. Rashi has the whole arichas that that is the Raivid sheet, the Rashi and Vavim and Aleph. There's a difference between an aid who's a ganef or an aid who's a korev. He has a din, he's a posel aid. So it's called nimta echad min aidim korev posel. What if you had three witnesses testify in court, one after the other, then it turns out one of them was a parrot? So you're going to say nimta echad min aidim korev posel? No, a parrot doesn't have a shem aid at all. What if you have three witnesses testify, turns out one of them was a cheresh out of the cotton eved akamisha? So the Tumim said it doesn't count. Cheresh out of the cotton eved akamisha, these six people, they don't have a shem aid at all. So it's not nimta echad min aidim.
That's a
two-chapter. Yeah, three people testify, but one of them doesn't count at all. One of them is a parrot, and one of them is a cheresh out of the cotton son. So what if three testified? One of them is the baldover alein. One of them is the baldover. So Rashi and the Rabbis say the baldover is not a p'china of an aid. Aid by definition means an outsider, a stranger who's testifying on something else. The mekayim adavar kasmadam means strangers, but the baldover alein doesn't have a shame aid at all. So the Rabbis says that's the teretz between the two gemaras. Here we're talking about relatives. The Eloi Betuvia were related
to the
Orif. And they said a long story. They said Reuben lent $100,000 to Shimon, and Levi is an Orif. They're related to Levi. So that's Edis, Psula. You rip it out, so you throw everything out. That Gemara in Sanhedrin, I say, he and I carried a piano together. I'm a Baldover. Baldover, it's not that it's Edis, Psula. There's no Shem Edis at all. It's not that we have all the testimony written down, you have to rip some of it out and throw it out. It didn't have a shem edus at all. This is derived, it floats through 10 different gemaras, but this chilek, it explains a lot of dinim. A difference between a baldover alein as opposed to a korev. The gemara has a loshen, adam korev eitz al atzmai, but derived, in this sugya the gemara has, by Pagin and Ibor, derived says, no, not adam korev eitz al atzmai. Adam korev eitz al atzmai is more than a korev. He doesn't have a shem edus at all. That's the shitas arayvit. But Rov HaRishonim do not agree with the Raivit. They say that Pagin and Ibura applies not only, is not restricted only to a Baldovar, it even applies to relatives. So what do you do with this Gemara? So they can't accept Rashi's Pshat. They don't accept Rashi's Pshat, that the two witnesses say that he borrowed money, Reuben lent $100,000 to Shimon, and Levi is the Arav. No, so you accept that part, you won't accept that part. You would say Pagin and Ibur, even though the psul involved is Kraivim, it's not Baldo. So that's what prompts the other Rishon to say, no, the whole story is different. We know about the Malva and the Loiv and the Yarev. We have other independent witnesses who testify that. Now the Shail is, maybe the Loiv had paid up the money already. So the witnesses say,
no.
The witnesses say the Loiv had paid, or the witnesses say the Loiv didn't pay. So what are you going to say? We will believe the witnesses vis-a-vis the Malva and the Loiva, but we will not believe the witnesses vis-a-vis the Orev. That's not Pagin and Dibura. Pagin and Dibura means part of what he said you accept, the other part you throw in the trash can. Here you're accepting, here you're accepting everything that he said, that the Loiva did pay, the Loiva didn't pay. You're accepting it with respect to the Loiva, but not with respect to the Orev. So that's not Pagin and Dibura. So that's the big machlokes of Rishonim. How do you learn the case? What did the witnesses testify? Rashi sounds like he learns like the Raivit. Rashi and the previous daf also like that. That there's a distinction between a baldover who doesn't have a shame aid at all, then you don't say karva posel, as opposed to kravim, that there is a shame aid posel. That that's Rashi the Shitasa learned. And the Rosh has a long essay. The Rosh says that the Raivit learns like Rashi over here. The other Shem say can't be, has to be a different Shem. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. The Gemara has a famous comment on the parsha of Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, "Ayotzi osa hachutzo, svara kochavim imtuchal lisparois mkol yezarecho." That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Klal Yisrael is going to have a history that's lemaila min ha-teva. Ayotzi osa hachutzo, tzei mitz tagnina sholcho, b'derach ha-teva, you're never going to have any children. The Baruch Shalom says, Klal Yisrael ala maila min ha-teva. The Gemara has a whole sugya in the end, the Masechah Shabbos, about Ein Mazel Yisrael. The Jewish history is l'mayla min ha-teva. So that's what the Maharal Miprag points out. In one of his swarm, he has many different swarms. One sefer is all about the uniqueness of the Klal Yisrael. So he says, you look in the Chumash says that Avraham Avinu was an old man. But Derech HaTeva, Sarah was an old lady. It wasn't shocked that they should have Chodalios Lasar Arach Kanashim. It wasn't shocked that she'd have children. And the Chazal added on that he was an Akar and she was an Akar. The whole thing was Shalei Kederach HaTeva. And then Yitzchak with Rivka. Rivka also. Rivka couldn't have any children. And Rachel couldn't have any children. The whole Klal Yisrael was L'mayla Ben HaTeva. Everything was L'mayla Ben HaTeva. The Memela, of course, the whole history of the Klal Yisrael is going to be L'mayla Ben HaTeva. Al Pi Chukei HaTeva that were instituted in the Sheish Yisnei Bereishis, there shouldn't be any Klal Yisrael. The Chukei HaTeva don't govern the Jewish people. Cannot govern the history of the Jewish people. According to Chukei HaTeva, we shouldn't be around. None of us should be around. Avram and Yitzchak and Yankov shouldn't have had any descendants at all. So Behechreach, the whole history of the Jewish people is not controlled by any Chukei HaTeva. Everything is L'mayla Ben HaTeva. So it's not a pella that we dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam. We look at the situation in Eretz Yisrael now, and you say it's impossible. How are they going to krich out of the blood of this? But Derech HaTeva, it's impossible. So what are we asking for, an S? The answer: of course, we're asking for an S. The Jewish history was always an S. It's always L'mayla Ben HaTeva. Sometimes it'll be a Neis Nistar. Sometimes it'll be a Neis Nigla. We have the right to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for the Klal Yisrael. You even have the right to ask for a Neis Nigla. Because all of Jewish history is a Neis Nigla. The whole existence of the Jewish people is a Neis. So that's what we have to keep in mind. We shouldn't be misrashal to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam. They should resolve the issues in Eretz Yisrael. Of course we're asking for a Neis. All of Jewish history is a Neis. It's always L'mayla Ben HaTeva.
Quickly.